Now, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about getting pissed up, covered in my own pee. I just want to hear the lads. Before they both get banned, make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue. Now, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the rubbish they always show on the TV. I don't need James Corden, Noel Edmonds or Anton Deck. The BBC won't make me happy with their shite on Christmas Day. I just want their podcast on my phone more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I might just wish for a little beer. And I'll just keep on praying I see the boys in a town that's near. I won't make a list and send it to the North Pole for St. Nick. I won't ever need a cure for being a Vastly Blue addict. Cause I just want to listen to the boys all day making me laugh so much. What more can I do? All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue. Oh, their wonderful voices fill homes everywhere. And the sound of raucous laughter fills the air. And everyone is hearing they sing better than Ed Sheeran. Santa, won't you bring me the one thing I really need? Won't you please bring Vastly Blue to a town near me? Oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas, and I know you will share this view. We all just want to see Vastly Blue performing at the London O2. Oh, I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue, baby. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue, baby. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue, baby. All I want for Christmas is Vastly Blue, baby.
Mate, I really enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you.
That was quality.
Thank you very much, mate.
It took Mariah's got nothing on you, mate. Nothing.
Well, do you know what? It's funny you should say that, because, because Mariah, big fan of the show. You know, everyone knows.
Big Bristol. You know,
massive, big Bristol, massive fan. And I can't take all the credit for the lyrics. Mariah did.
She did help out.
She did help out.
Yeah, she did help out, yeah.
Yeah.
In between getting the norks out.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that. Absolute quality, that was. We're back. Welcome to our Vastly Blue Christmas Spooge Up.
Yep.
As you already know, or if you don't know, I'm Mark Glover.
And I'm Mark Longster.
And it's good to be back, mate, isn't it?
It is good.
We've had a busy, busy year, haven't we?
It has. There's been a lot going on, hasn't there?
A lot going on.
So
this, that, and the fucking other.
And we'll give you some details of that in a second. It's good to be back at
Varsity Blue Towers.
At Varsity Blue Towers, yeah. Yeah, with the games. Now we've paid sloshing about.
Now we've paid the electricity and gas bill.
You paid it?
Well, I didn't. Did you? Because someone else's bank details. Oh.
Surprised it's actually, because we had the electric bloke come round the other day and he said, you're going to pay this bill, and do you know what I said?
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
Fuck off!
Fuck off, I said. Didn't say that as
well. I did.
That might be a bit strong.
Nothing wrong with that. So, we are back, as we said. We have some breaking news, and we are actually going to be doing a live set.
Oh,
we are, yes, yeah. We are at the New Inn in Hurstbury Point. Everything's going to, it's more or less arranged, we're just tying up loose ends. So if you listen back on here or look out on our social media pages, we will be able to let you know what's going on, when and where. It is a charity night, so it's going to be a ticket event.
Bring your wallets.
So, black tie. No, fuck that, no black tie.
That's
right.
Fur
black
coat, tie. No knickers.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. But no, it's going to be a charity night, so we're going to be doing it for Nick's. It's for prostate and breast cancer once again. We'll keep you posted. And we're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
So once we've tied up the loose ends, we'll let you know all the details. So, very exciting.
Absolutely. But you don't actually have to wait until then to
of course you don't.
See the boys in person,
no,
do you?
No, you don't.
Because we actually are available for hire.
Available for hire.
You know, sexual stuff, and you know,
yeah,
or you can have a bit of comedy if you want.
Yeah,
mainly.
Far bit in.
Mainly sexual things.
You can find our number in the local phone box.
Yeah.
Under Busty Belinda.
But if you've got stag do's or birthday parties or anything,
bar mitzvahs,
funerals.
We do funerals. If you don't like them, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We actually are good at that.
Yeah. If you don't like someone, we can do their funeral.
We can do that. Do a short burst, can't we?
Yeah, we'll do anything. Anything for a giggle.
Yeah. As long as we get something out of it, yeah.
Yeah, so
that's the main thing.
But so if you want to get in touch with us about hiring us, then you can just contact us on our social media pages, and we'll be more than happy to go through all our repertoire with you and price range and this, that, and the other.
Absolutely.
So get saving.
Yeah, absolutely. So we ain't cheap.
We ain't cheap. We're not cheap at all. But we're cheaper than that, because they're a couple of tons.
So. Right,
still got that cough. Can't get rid of it.
Fucking shit, isn't it? Yeah. It just lingers, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know what it is. So I'm not dead yet.
No.
So there we go. So
Right. So what's been happening, mate? What's anything caught your eye in the news
actually,
or anything like that?
Has actually, in this day and age where everyone's struggling to pay their gas and electricity and fucking water and buy shopping and all that malarkey, apparently there's a report out, and it said, how much does the average UK family spend on Christmas?
Too fucking much.
And it's been revealed. In the Metro.
Oh, well, it's a reputable paper, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just under
this. Reputable tabloid, that.
In fact, I think Viz's reports are fucking more true, I think. So, anyway, it says that an influx of festive adverts from top supermarkets and glittering decorations are a staple on high street shelves. But with the cost of living crisis gripping the nation, the Yuletide season may look very different for some this year. Rising costs of everything from energy bills to your weekly grocery shop are really bending you over, basically.
Yep.
And we've, well, we are at Christmas, so, but it's just, how much does it actually cost people to go through Christmas this year? Well, apparently they're saying that the average household spends $2,500 monthly, with that total rising more than £700 in December, according to the Bank of England. What are they fucking
doing? Really? No. What are they sticking their war in for?
No, it's only fucking Bank of England. There's only one bank you should go with, mate. That's the Sperm Bank.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Or Katie Price.
Yeah, we got pints. We've got pints of stock in there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Katie Price is spilling over.
Mobile unit.
Yeah, mobile unit. Don't drive her around on a flatbed lorry in case she leaks. So anyway, the Bank of England says the average family spends an extra £740 in the run-up to Christmas, taking us to £3,240, which works out an extra 29%. So the way we buy things is also changing with the rise of online shopping. In 2019, spending rose to 21% online of the average family's overall spend in December. So you might be thinking, what do families spend the most money on? Well, I'll tell you.
Spank bats.
Spank bats. Peekaboo lingerie.
That's where all my money goes.
Yeah, exactly. That's just yours.
Yeah.
That's not your for your business.
No, I've got a pair of jeans.
So the data from the Bank of England found that things only make up a small proportion of our spending for 11 months of the year, suddenly increase in December. Spending on video and music. That wasn't out of me at the minute. Spending on video and music equipment and books grows the most. Well, no one gets books anymore. They all do it on Kindle or audiobooks,
aren't they? I wouldn't have thought people buy it.
That's bollocks for a start. From the average spend for the rest of the year of 0.23% is skyrocketing to 95%.
Fuck me, boss.
Book sales also doubled in December, while sales for computers and phones rose from 1.1% to 61%. And what we spend on tasty treats also increases as families stock up on mulled wine and mince pies for their festivities. So spending on food and alcohol goes up by an average of 20 and 38%. And however, the run-up to Christmas does see as families curb their spending in other areas. Spending on goods such as paints and hardware goes down by 21%. Well, fucking right, here we paint and decorate Christmas.
Decorating this time of year.
Some sort of
I mean, if someone's asked you to start decorating this time of year,
I'll turn the fuck off! Fucking prick. So there you go. So, basically, you're getting fucked in the arse at Christmas. Nice. Yeah. So why don't we spend this money any other time of the year?
I don't.
No, I don't. I don't. Yeah. You get someone else's bank card. That's all we do. Well,
yeah.
That's
the next exactly, visit,
yeah. So there you go. So we're spending too much, people.
You don't need to.
You don't need to do it.
I mean, if you want to spend, if you've got a bit of extra cash lying around and you want to spend it, you spend it on Varsity Blue.
Hiring Varsity Blue.
That's what you want to do.
We could come round your house at Christmas and do a show for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do it for £2,500. And that was £12,000, £1,200 off the
exactly,
price,
didn't
it?
Yeah. Grandma would love that.
Yeah, she would.
Fucking lovely, she'd say.
She'd laugh her powdery fanny off. Can I say that?
Yeah. So it's no worse than what you've already said.
Well, yeah.
That's right. No, it's no worse than what you've already said.
Can't keep your fucking mouth shut.
Fucking sewer mouth. Oh, that's interesting, mate. Cheers,
yeah, there you go.
Cheers for that.
No worries.
I've got 12 months to save up now.
So have you got anything on the horizon?
Yeah, I have. Where is it? Let me look this up.
Is that slightly Sarah not done her job properly again?
Well, actually, No, yeah, why?
She's not done her job properly again.
She's supposed to give me these notes and I've just located...
Give you one, you did.
I've located them amongst the moisture.
Oh, did you?
Amongst the...
Sloppless.
Yeah, jizzy tissues and all that. So, did you know that a dentist here, he confirms that he can see if a patient has recently given oral sex?
Really? And
do you know how he can tell?
You've got shit on your nose.
Yeah. Sweet corn stuck in your nostril. Oh, you've read it then. He says that he says there's a simple way of knowing when they look inside their mouth. Well, that are pubes and
jism and
yeah.
Fanny batter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite obvious, isn't it? Anyway, social media is riddled with various theories, apparently, and rumours, some of which are true, of course, while some are just the stuff of weird online hearsay. I used to like them. Especially when it comes to the kind of...
simple.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to the colourful world of our sex lives. But there's one fact that's been doing the round on TikTok recently.
TikTok, apparently.
That turns out to be scarily legit, as one dentist explained in a video posted to Reddit.
Reddit.
He said, if a woman comes in, she's got a big cock in her mouth. She's recently given oral sex. Who knew? So, in the clip, a dentist is asked by a woman who is presumably his colleague, I saw on TikTok that dentists can tell if you've just sucked a wiener. Is it true? And the dentist replies, yup, that one's true.
Yeah, the Johnny at the back of the throat was a giveaway.
Well, yeah. What was that one? He says, was it you recently fucked this rough old girl from a council estate? And you were horrified when you pulled your cock out and there was a split condom on the end. Especially since you weren't wearing one to start with. Yeah. I like that one.
That's a good one, isn't
it? He said, yeah, you can see bruising on the soft tissue on the back of your soft palate. And there's a particular pattern of bruising. Well, yeah, it's cock-shaped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cock-shaped
bruise.
Belly. It's not going to be in the shape of a tractor or
no
aeroplane or something like that.
No, my missus cardiologist, he said there was the shape of a belly on her arm. As they were trying to shift it over one day.
You've got to try, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So after Valentine's Day, we noticed that bruising in the soft palate is more frequent. What a fun fact. The video racked up more than 57,000 upvotes within the first day of being posted, along with thousands of comments from stunned and grossed out Reddit users. Another wrote, wait, what if you just tried to eat an entire hot dog without biting or chewing? Someone else joked, dentist perusing your mouth sees bruising, so how was your weekend? And a third shared their own horror story, saying, can confirm, I found out in the worst way. My mum works at a periodontist's.
Period dentist?
What's that? Period. Let's just call it a period dentist's office.
No, you got a tampon in your mouth.
I think so, yeah. And they'd always get me in for a cleaning when I'd visit home from college. One time, the young new studly doctor, who everyone in the office, including my mum, would swoon over, was super concerned about bruising and discoloration in my mouth. Concerned enough to tell my mum. Eventually, it was figured out. Excruciatingly awkward. He must have skipped class the day the lesson was taught in dentist school. I ain't going to read the rest of that, but apparently it's about bruising.
Oh, right.
Cock-shaped bruising.
Cock-shaped bruising in your...
At the Yeah.
And you go,
yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting that.
It never happened to me.
I thought, no. Cock-shaped bruise in your missus' ear and things like that.
I couldn't do that. Not for £1 million. Not for £1 million. It's bad enough trying to do my own. that's a good one, that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, that's all right. It's interesting, that, though, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, we like to bring people news, don't we? So, infotainment, this show.
Infotainment.
Infotainment, yeah. This show is.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, very good, mate. That's knowledge, that is. Knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah. It is. It is. Hey, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's you've asked for it, everyone.
I asked for it.
You've asked for it, so you've got it.
It's an old classic.
It's an old classic.
With a slight twist.
It's time for
the
shit
reindeer
joke of the week.
The week. Yay! Seasonal, that's why we changed it to
reindeer.
Good,
though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good.
And because we ran out of sheep jokes.
Well, we ran out of sheep. Anyway, so what did Mrs. Claus say to Santa as she checked the weather app?
I don't know. What did Mrs. Claus say to Santa as she checked the weather app?
It looks like reindeer.
That's really good.
Yeah, do you know what?
Mm.
I bought a Katie Price advent calendar.
Sounds
good. And the flats were perfectly open.
I really like that one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I really like this one. However,
yeah,
I think it's a bit too much frivolity in this show.
Oh yeah, it is.
I think it's time to bring everyone back down to earth. So something's got to have irked you.
Yes.
And this part of the show we call
No Time for Wankers.
Yay! Who's pissed you off, mate?
TV. The TV, over Christmas.
No good.
Yeah, I mean, what a load of shit. I mean, I'm not being funny. Who comes up with the scheduling over Christmas? You may as well buy a Radio Times from 25 years ago, because it's exactly the same shit, year in, year out. Okay? You go through BBC, what do you find?
Ant and Dec. Or were they on ITV? No, I ain't got a clue.
I don't know. The cunts anyway, what worry about it. You find the same shit as last year, didn't you?
Yeah.
BBC, well, I don't watch BBC, Tony, I've got shit on it. ITV, what do you find on there? Ant and fucking Dec.
Phillips Schofield.
Phillips Schofield.
And Hollywood.
He's up to helicopter.com. so you find the same shit on there. Usually James Bond films, don't you?
Yeah, there's only so many times you can watch them.
Yeah, The Polar Express is another one.
I've never seen that one. It's the Tom Hanks one, isn't it?
Tom Hanks. Same old shit you usually get on there. And then Channel 4, fucking weird shit on there anyway. Fucking Naked Attraction Christmas Special or something like that.
Fucking
bit of holly type someone's billing.
The Snowman, I think.
Snowman, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, exactly. And then you go on, then you have to buy into Netflix or you have to go into Sky or Amazon or whatever, just to get your fix of Christmas films. But no decent Christmas films come out no more. It's all fucking shite. It's the same ones we watch every year.
Yeah.
We watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Elf. What's the other one we watch? Grinch.
Yeah.
We watch the same fucking films every, because nothing's decent anymore. Die it's all hard. Shit. Yeah. Malcolm and Wise, usually, I'll put that on. Malcolm and Wise, because, well, let's put it this way, they're better than fucking Ant and fucking Dick.
Yeah.
Two Ronnies. And then the Only Fools and Horses, I've seen them millions and millions and millions of times.
Mm.
But they're still funny. Don't get me wrong, it's still funny.
Yeah.
But it's the same stuff. No one can
put no originality.
No originality anymore. Christmas TV is fucked forever. And it's because of the thing people like BBC, who rape your ass for a fucking TV license every year, and all that money goes to where? Fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. All it does is get a perverts and fucking nonsies at the BBC.
Strictly cunt dancing.
Strictly cunt dancing. Fucking hate that program. That should be banned.
That's where all your TV license money goes.
It is. So I think we should boycott
BBC.
BBC.
Or ITV.
ITV. Because we're...
What about Babe Station? Or
Babe Station.
Quite happy. Mm-hmm. Is that all right? The Babe Station Christmas special. What did you think about that this year?
Got friction buds.
I did. Do you know what? I actually wrote a letter of complaint to Babe Station.
Did you?
I said, my fucking cock is... I said it's fucking red war, I said, because of your fucking channel, you know, fucking bird with fucking big fucking tits on it. I said, what the fuck are you going to do about it? I said,
do you ring them up?
Yeah.
Because they're doing the old phone thing, yeah. They're going, you know, phone me.
Well, I had to phone up because from all the wanking, my hand was still shaking, so I couldn't write properly.
Oh,
so
what?
I had to phone up.
So she couldn't text her?
No.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's the Christmas TV. It's bollocks now. It's run its course. I think we're going to have to start looking into maybe doing Varsity Blue Christmas specials and spicing things up at Christmas.
We should do, shouldn't we? Yeah. I mean, I think we should post this off to the Beeb.
Yeah.
When we finish with this episode.
Well, Sky.
Sky.
Sky gives more money.
Sky,
really.
Have it.
Yeah.
I can see a bidding war starting.
Oh, yeah, it goes that way.
A bidding war, you know, Sky and Netflix
start
and Amazon.
£7.50 and work your way
up. Yeah.
But no, it's bollocks now, it really is, and I just think we need to move on, you know, if we can't get any decent TV programmes, give up.
Yeah.
You know, back to wanking.
Back to wanking, yeah, it's just reliable, isn't it? It's a reliable source of entertainment.
It does, yeah.
Never lets you down.
Snorkel would get your ham out.
Do you use turkey this time of year, though?
No, it's too expensive.
Yeah, stick we have.
Yeah.
Do you use that sort of one in breadcrumbs, or do you find the breadcrumbs might get stuck up?
No, use stuffing.
Stuffing?
Yeah, it makes my hands stink off.
I've been using sprouts.
Don't usually pop them up your arse, will you?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a ban shit TV, that's what I say. It ain't good. It's not good for your mental health either.
No.
So, yeah.
No, I totally agree. Oh,
well
said.
Yeah, no worries.
Well said.
Well.
Glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah, I think we should do.
What's that? Give everyone a lift.
Give them all a lift.
Give them a lift, because we've sort of got, they're all a bit like that after
exactly,
that, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like you've just eaten your last... fucking Brussels sprout.
Last brown Brussels sprout.
Yeah, exactly. I think we should bring out some festive comedy cuts.
Chuck a few of them out there. That'll get everyone going again, won't it?
Right, you ready for the first one?
Well, you go for it.
Okay. Why doesn't Santa have kids of his own?
I don't know.
Because he only comes once a year.
What's the difference between Tiger Woods and Santa?
Don't know, go on, mate.
Santa was wise enough to stop at three hoes. Good old Tiger.
Dear. My wife wanted a white Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But when I came on her face that morning, she didn't even thank me.
What an ingrate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was gutted.
Yeah. Do you know how Santa stays STD-free?
I haven't got a clue, mate.
He always wraps his package before shoving it down the chimney.
What's the most disappointing thing for a man on Christmas morning?
No head.
No. When he gets a sweater, but when he was hoping for a screamer or a moment.
Oh, that's really good, mate. I really like them.
It was good.
Well done.
It was good.
Oh, it's got us all bouncing again, hasn't it?
Well, you're bouncing.
Yeah.
And do you know what's gonna, I don't know what we're going to do now?
Well, whilst we're bouncing.
Bouncing?
Whilst we're bouncing, how about a little bit of music?
Something a little bit of a ditty.
A little bit of a ditty, something a bit festive. Yeah,
that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Right, I'm ready.
All right, we're going to whip this one out.
Whip it out, go.
Whip it out.
And enjoy.
It's called I Saw Mummy Noshing Santa Claus.
Hey.
Yeah, enjoy.
Wow, Mommy's noshing Santa Claus. I saw Mommy noshing Santa Claus underneath the Christmas tree last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Mummy wank off Santa Claus underneath the suit of red and white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mummy wank off Santa Claus last night. He saw Mummy riding Santa Claus. I did. I really did see Mummy riding Santa Claus. And I'm going to tell my dad. Then I saw Mummy tip wank Santa Claus, shooting his load all thick and white. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mummy tip wanking Santa Claus last night. Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mummy rimming Santa Claus last night. I did. I really did see Mummy rimming Santa Claus. You've got to believe me. You just got to believe me. Come on, fellas. Believe me. You just got to believe me.
Brilliant.
Oh, but you all love that.
It's heartwarming, that was.
Yeah.
Heartwarming.
You're going to see the Jackson 5 in a different light now.
I'm actually a little bit choked listening to that.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful words.
Mummy was choked.
Beautiful words.
Beautiful plumage.
Beautiful plumage. Oh, lovely, mate.
Yeah, that was good. Thank you very much.
Was that all your own work, was it?
Stock Aitken and Walkman.
Oh, they did,
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I tell you, it's good. You know, it's a good job that we've got these links to
the
world of celebrity.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Definitely, mate. Yeah, we'd be fucked otherwise.
It's good that we know people.
And the deck would never have done that.
No, they wouldn't have the balls.
No. Cheesy shit they come out with.
But no, thank you.
I hate them.
You don't like them, do you?
I don't like them.
I don't know how I can tell. You just, just don't. Sing about them.
Now.
Yes.
I've heard that you're swilling through the jism.
I'll swish, yeah.
Through the holly.
I was.
And the Ivy.
Yeah. Sloshing about.
It's a threesome going on down in the basement with Slaggy Sarah, weren't you?
Well, oh, she was. She was there with Slaggy Sarah.
Holly and Ivy.
Holly and Ivy. Couple of temps.
Yeah,
they were having a good old session, mate.
Yeah, they were.
Entertaining the troops.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. Fair rack on them. So anyway, yes, so you're swimming through the archives.
Sloshing through the archives, and had my marigolds on, obviously.
Well, you've
got to get all the...
Don't say I've got a marigolds on, go down there.
Fucking jizz under your nails.
You don't want that. You're not an STD when you're having your sarnies.
Gee, I thought it was bread sauce.
No.
So anyway, I found the Sunday Sport archive down there.
Oh yeah,
in the basement. And this one caught me eye actually. It's has this man bonked your Christmas turkey?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at him. There he is, dirty.
Dirty.
Look, I'm looking at him now. Absolutely filthy bastard.
He looks a bit like Santa actually.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Could actually be Santa.
Gobble gobble.
Fiend caught nuts deep in festive bird. British journalism at its best.
It is.
You listen to this. A pervert admitted to having sex with many thousands of turkeys, leading to fears of a poultry spunk-tainting panic this Christmas. Now, do you think that's many thousands all at once, or do you reckon that's over the course of a weekend, would you say?
Over the course of a weekend.
A weekend, yeah.
I reckon you just let it all go.
I think it'd be a bit too much to do all in one sitting, wouldn't it?
I think so.
So, vile Arthur Soames was caught nuts deep in a clearly distressed bird at a farm in the west of England, which cannot be named for legal reasons.
Was it in the northwest?
It's got to be in there.
Got to be.
Soon, soon find out.
Yeah.
The 60-year-old former farm worker admitted two counts of bestiality. I thought he said thousands. Two counts of bestiality under the Sexual Offences Act 2003. And, you know, everyone out there, we all know the Sexual Offences Act 2003 very well, don't we? We could probably quote it off our...
Off
our
Jimmy Savile's in it.
Absolutely. So, as well as two of burglary and one of criminal damage. But there were gasps in court when Soames announced, two is all you know of.
Oh, dirty bastard.
There are more, far more, many thousands. Hope you have a happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Magistrates said... Magistrates sentenced Soames, originally from Lancaster.
Ah, there you go. North, told you.
Yeah.
All the same.
To 8 months in prison, and have asked the Crown Prosecution Service to consider new charges under food hygiene legislation.
Dirty bastard.
Poultry breeders have appealed for calm. Calm down, calm down.
Calm down.
pointed out 10 million turkeys will go on sale in the run-up to Christmas. And very, very few will have been befouled by Soames' bollock.
So they're stuffed already.
Yeah.
Pre-stuffed.
Well, look at the picture of that one. Look how moist it is.
Oh,
that's lovely and moist.
Well basted.
Yeah. They do say, is it a turkey or a chicken if you stick a can up there? It's sort of a can of beer.
Yeah.
So if you stick a can up there, it's, you know, it's good. It's... makes it moist and all that. He might have misunderstood the word can for cock.
Cock, yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think Gary, what's that say? Garrison Prendergast of the Turkey Forum said there is a minuscule chance, very minuscule chance, that a very few turkeys tainted with Soames' semen may have entered the food chain. Proper cooking will remove any potential health risk, and any sperm flavour will be masked with gravy.
Oh, I don't want to know, mate.
That's brilliant. isn't it?
I'll sit the gammon from now on.
he does
gammon as
he
well.
He does pork as well.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh.
And
he's not racist, is he?
No. Likes to mix it up a bit. And if you don't have gravy with your Christmas dinner, you are a fucking barbarian who deserves a mouthful of pervert spunk. But animal rights groups have claimed Soames's dirty deeds have uncovered what they describe as the inherent cruelty of the annual poultry holocaust. Bramble Fothergay. Do you think these are real names?
Oh, they've got to be.
I know, you can't make
it. It's a reputable paper.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't make anything up like that, can you? Bramble Fothergay of anti-poultry industry pressure group Pluck Off. Pluck Off. Every year, 10 million turkeys are massacred. The fact that some have also been sexually molested while in these avian concentration camps just adds to the horror. There you go.
Oh, dear. It's a true story.
And it is true because, as you say, it's in a reputable paper. It's
nothing, they don't lie.
Nothing bollocky like the Telegraph or the Times.
We bring you facts.
Like that.
Absolute facts we bring you. Oh, right, that was a very good one, mate.
Yeah, very, very
festive.
Thank you very much. People need to know, don't they?
Well, yeah, you've got to bring the people's attention. Don't they say you've got to bring your people's attention? No. They know fucking what's going on at Christmas.
Well, exactly, yeah. If Grandma wants to know how you managed to get the turkeys home,
yeah, exactly. She'd love it.
You say, I'm sorry, you can't take the credit. It was this dirty fucking...
covered in salt and gravy. Yeah, dear. Well, believe it or not, that brings us to the end.
Oh, you're joking.
Of our Christmas spooja.
Oh, I was enjoying it.
Yeah, I was enjoying it too. I was enjoying that.
Yeah.
But yeah, which is a shame, because we love doing these.
Oh,
no,
we enjoy doing
these.
Yeah. We don't do that many now.
We only do specials now, not only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
We're a national institution.
Well, yeah, we are really. I don't know if anyone heard the King's speech, but we've got a mention in the King's speech, didn't we?
We did,
From Charles there, saying how you know, that his mum would have loved to have seen seen
us live. She loved it, yeah. I don't know if you caught that bit on the King's speech the other night.
So check it out if you didn't hear that bit.
You have to record it and listen very carefully because he does mumble a bit.
He goes, absolutely fucking brilliant, he says.
While he's wheeling his ear on.
Keep an eye on social media.
Yes, do keep an eye on social media because, as I say, we will be posting things on there about live performances. And you can follow us on Facebook on the Varsity Blue page.
Anything else?
Instagram on Varsity Blue. Yeah. On Twitter at Blue Varsity. And you can also message us on these platforms as well as on YouTube. You can also go on there. The stuff gets put on there too.
That's good.
So, keep in touch. Anything you want to hear, then give us a shout. Or if you want to book us, give us a shout. And we'll come back to you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you all for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for welcoming us into your homes.
Precisely.
And your youth clubs and your churches.
And nurseries.
Yeah, because they do. And hospitals and nurses, yeah. Because it is pipes through nurses.
It is,
apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
To the nonces.
Yeah.
I like nonsense.
We'll speak to you soon.
Have a fantastic 2023.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all. But remember.
Remember, it's very important, isn't it?
It is very, very
never
important.
Never, ever forget this golden rule.
Yeah. Remember,
you've
got to have a giggle.
Hey. See you later, everyone. Speak to you soon, everyone.
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.